Will the House Education Committee come to order at 8:03, and we'll do a quick roll call. We have Representative Seaton, Representative Reinbold, myself, Representative Gaddis, Representative P. Wilson, and Representative Sadler. We'll be hearing first House Bill 21, which we plan to move out of committee today. And our first presenter will be Representative P. Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, very much, and I appreciate the bill being up for hearing today. And I'm just going to let the committee go ahead and read the sponsor statement, and I'm just kind of going to get into right away what the bill actually does. So I'm Representative Peggy Wilson. I represent District 33, and House Bill 21 is a bill that is, it actually will change the school week for students from 5 days to 4 days. And it would allow one school district in the state to implement a pilot program. And that's what I want to stress. This is a pilot program only, and it's only for 3 years, and the program will then be evaluated to see the results. And the following provisions are included in the bill. The district must prove that the students will receive the equivalent of a 5 day week. They must prove support not only from the teachers and the school, but from students, teachers, parents, and the community. They must show that the community has been included and is supportive of this decision. Doesn't work very well. You know, they have found in other states that it works much better in the rural areas. And I have no idea how that will prove out to be in Alaska, but I assume probably a little bit the same. They must file quarterly reports to the Department of Education on student and teacher performance. Must file an annual report that compares the performance ratings of the district before and after the change to the 4 day week. Now, this pilot program will be very helpful to some schools. It will allow the schools to gather data. Well, it actually will allow the department now to gather data to continue to evolve our schools and determine if we are doing everything we can to assist the rural districts in academic excellence and responding to the changing needs in our 21st century. It allows time for students, parents, and teachers to do subsistence gathering, allows times for teachers for professional development without loss of student-teacher contact hours. It allows students to work if necessary to help their family, and it allows times for teachers, parents, and students to get to medical, you know, in the rural areas, sometimes it takes 3 days to get to medical appointments and whatnot, and get back because of the, sometimes they have to take a puddle jumper plane to get to the main area and then fly to another area. So that's just a real biggie. There are 24 other states that do already do this across the United States, and they do it in varying. It's kind of hard to just say, well, this is the way it's done, because it's done differently in every one. And there's a comparison of the Colorado school districts, and they've been doing it for several years. So it's in varying degrees for varying reasons. Some of them just say that it's cheaper because it saves heat, you know, in the areas where it's really cold. Some of them say that it's something that the community wants, and I know in some areas that there's students that have a trapping line, and so it takes 3 days to do their trapping line. So, you know, all kinds of reasons. But it has shown across the nation, it shows an increase in morale in both students and teachers. It reduces absenteeism from teachers and students, and it's a positive achievement in almost every school. So. There are over 120 school districts around the United States that have been using this model, and And just the last 2 years, there have been numerous other school districts considering and implementing going to a four-day week. And I'd just like to remind everyone that this is a pilot program, and so it's an experiment, and there probably will be bumps. They'll have, you know, that's why we chose a three-year pilot program, because they might find after the first year that they need to adjust things and do things a little different and whatnot. But and for that, that is my presentation, and Lauren Birch is on online and is a superintendent from one of the schools that would like to do this. And also Tammy Wilson would like to make some comments also.
Do we have any questions for the presenter? Representative Seaton.
I'll try again this morning. That's a little better. And I really appreciate this bill. I think it gives us some positive ways to try things. However, is there anything in the design of the pilot that requires them to take the design not just for cost saving but for student achievement? You know, it's very important, and I want everybody to understand that you know, you can design a system that's for convenience, or you could design a system for student performance. And so I'm hoping as we go through the materials and all that, we are definitely directing the school district that's going to be piloting this to work for school achievement.
Yeah. Actually, through the chair, it's there's specifically an annual report that's required to be submitted not only to the Legislative Education Committee, but to the commissioner and the school board, or the state school board, and they have to show whether there's progress or not, and what the performance ratings for each school in the school district are. So it's pretty, they really have to prove that this is working for them. And you know, some schools might try it that are really have poor ratings now, and hopefully this will show where that maybe this is helping. And so I really think that that's an important part of it.
Go ahead.
And a follow-up, and if as a sponsor of the bill, we could make sure that in that report they set out the design features that are of the report that are specifically in there to improve school achievement. I mean, some would be, of course, looking at attendance. I mean, we know kids aren't learning from school if they're not attending. This should improve attendance, as you mentioned. But there are probably going to be other things where there's potentially outside classes or other things. But if we could have that in the report as to which of those features are intended to improve student because this would give us great research on those techniques that they're employing. So I'm all in favor of the bill. And I hope that, you know, as the report comes back, it targets those things so we can apply it elsewhere.
Well, we'll note that. Thank you.
Any other questions? I have a couple questions. And when you indicated that they would, and the first part of your presentation, the equivalent of going 5 days a week, I was wondering if you could get into the meat of that a little bit further. Would they be doing online courses? Would they be doing work from home? How would they make up, if you will, that extra day? Is it in just longer school days? I wasn't sure if you were clear.
Well, definitely a little bit of a longer school day so that they get the same contact hours with the teachers and the students that they do with a 5 day. But I think that the superintendent that's online can say how they're planning to do it, you know, and every school district probably would do it just a little different. So he's online to comment on that.
Thank you. I'll wait to ask him. Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Wilson, this is a pretty significant change in the ordinary operations and schedule of the school district. What do the administration, what do the teachers think about this? Close enough. Did this change your collective bargaining agreements or conditions?
Well, in this specific instance, mm-hmm. it won't, because the teachers will be going 5 days a week. But, however, in depending on which school wants to do it, they may have to figure out ways to do that, because actually in agreements, the teachers have to go so many days. And depending on what school district does this and what they have decided, we may have to make some adjustments along the way.
Different question?
Go ahead, please.
Can you cite any research to show that, excuse me, the longer school day, the younger kids can still maintain their attention?
Well, they're inside this report here on Colorado. Mm-hmm. It's got all kinds of graphs that show the changes in this one right here. Toes talks about reading proficiency. This one talks about the proficiency according to the different schools. This one is math proficiency. They really have zeroed in on all kinds of things. Let's see. There's so many different graphs in here, and we don't know how it'll affect ours, you know, but let's see. They go into the testing. I don't know if it goes into attendance or not. I can't recall. But I'm sure we could get that information for you.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you. And since this is a pilot project, I noticed in the fiscal note it said that the there can be some conflict with teachers, because even though they're teaching a longer teacher day and have same contact hours, that current state law has that they have to be 172 days, and that this would be 153 if they were doing 4 day. There's no provision in here for a temporary change in state law for this pilot project. Have you considered that? You know, if it turns out that the teachers teaching a four longer days with the same amount of contact hours, that might be one of the things that needs to make this pilot project more efficient. And so I'm just wondering whether that's a piece of the temporary law that you want to put in. Wouldn't be broad. It would only apply to a four-day work in a pilot project.
Yeah. Well, and in this particular instance, the teachers are going to go 5 days. And that doesn't affect their contract. And the teachers are agreeing to this. And there's the flexibility for any district that decides to do this to apply to the department to get, that's in the works now. That's in the law now that a school can ask for different changes to see if it can work out.
Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Representative Peggy Wilson. And next we'll hear Representative Tammy Wilson. She's got to run off to another committee meeting, so I'm sorry to cut some of the questions short. Hopefully Representative Tammy Wilson will be able to answer those, and so we'll hear her presentation so she can go to her next meeting.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Representative Tammy Wilson, District 2. I want to remind people to start with that you can already do a four-day school week. It's already in statute. The part that is not in this bill is that we are not asking for the permission of the commissioner. What was interesting is last night as I was putting together this presentation and seeing the pros and cons, and you have pros and cons everywhere. You do own a five-day school week right now. We have school districts that are achieving at high levels. We have school districts that are very challenged. So not necessarily the days of the week make the difference, but parents and community we have found have a bigger impact than anything else. And that's what this bill does. This bill gives choice. It gives choice to a school district and others, if this is successful, as they have found in Colorado and Georgia, to be able to look at their community, involve their community, because actually this bill requires more community involvement than the current statute does. It has to go out to parents, to teachers. There's no fiscal note on this because, again, this is up to the district to find what works. But what you will find in the study is that attendance is much higher. The teachers and students don't have as much stress because they do have a three-day weekend. But what they do with that three-day weekend, to me, is what's kind of exciting. Some school districts have actually taken the Friday and Monday, and they've used their high school students and had, like, day camps within the elementary school, because one of the big concerns is, what do you do now? You have a whole day that parents now have to find childcare. What they have to do now, though, is they have to find 5 days, and you have a lot of children who go home for several hours with no supervision whatsoever. And a lot of districts have found that now those children are basically going to school the same time parents are working. What was interesting as I was doing the research is that most of this was done in smaller communities where mostly one parent was working versus two that you see mostly in the urban. But the biggest thing is that, is this about local control or not? I mean, we here, the legislature, has been saying we have less and less funding. We've asked our districts to start thinking outside the box about what might work and what might not work. Will this save money for districts? Absolutely. How much? Well, that kind of depends upon where you're at. If you're in Fairbanks with the colder winters that we have, one day of having that heat on a negative 50 degree temperature day will probably reduce the cost. But to me, that's not what it's about. Absolutely, that helps. Just like Tuck put in a nice wood-burning unit, they were able to hire back three teachers because they were able to lower their cost. If we can do the same thing for some of these districts and allow them to keep their art programs and their athletic programs, because now they're able to put it more into the classroom instead of into their energy costs. But I want to address a couple of the issues, and that is, there's some reports, I'll get the reports that I have, of some of the potential benefits: saves on fuel, food, utilities, longer blocks of times available during the day, and this would increase a couple hours a day, and that was one of the concerns when Colorado started this. Can you keep the attention of the grade school? And they have found they absolutely do, because they can now have blocks of time. You're not as condensed where you have to stick everything in 30 or 40 minutes. But it was also stressed that teachers have to learn to teach differently when you have a longer day. They take a little bit different blocks. High school students' attendance increased. Parents were now able to find time to be able to have dental appointments and doctor appointments because you had a free day to be able to do that. Children weren't being pulled out of school as many times. But can I find reasons why not to do it? Absolutely. It's still a, you know, one of those where we're traditional. 5 days, that's what works. But I think we could look at our districts and see that 5 days doesn't necessarily work. 4 days may not. It's what is right for the community. And the way that this bill is written, you could also have a district who decides that two or three of their schools want to go to a four-day week, and the others may want to remain as a five-day week. That's what's exciting about this, is this is not a one-size-fits-all. They can develop it amongst their parents. We have coastal communities in which many have to travel for your basic needs. This would allow them a Friday or Monday to be able to do that instead of pulling their children out. Those of you who've had children involved in athletics, how many Fridays were they traveling back and forth to another school, missing whole days worth of work and taking it on the bus and kind of filling it in? Distance learning, could that be utilized? Absolutely. That's the whole thing. This is about local control. What we've actually done, though, on top of that, and when Representative Peggy Wilson put this together, we are making them more accountable than what we do for our five-day week. We're asking them to write a report. We're asking them whether or not their scores have gone up or have gone down. You know, we don't really pay attention to that too much on a five-day. So I just want to be careful as we do this that we're not requiring a lot more energy into paperwork versus into the students. But I want to close and say that we all know that the more involvement we have with the parents, the better the schools get. And I think that's what this one does, is it requires the parents participating at the very beginning to say, do we want to do this or don't we? It's a three-year pilot, and for me that is so that it's going to come back in front of you again so you can see the good and the bad that has happened. And when it comes to the bargaining with the teachers, that's up to the districts. There is a zero fiscal note on this bill because that is not something that the legislature is going to get into. If they need changes in statute, whatever school district comes forward, that will be for them to come with us, but there will be no extra funding if they choose to do the four-day school week. So I just kind of wanted to make that clear that that is up to the district, their bargaining units, their teachers. But it was amazing, pretty much every report I saw, the teachers and the students were much happier. The grades went up, you know, the scores went up, and the community really enjoyed it. But they had all the same questions that you're asking today, but you know, if we're asking school districts to think outside the box, we have to be willing to do it ourselves as well. Thank you, Madam Chair.
And in her last 5 or 6 minutes, are there any questions for Representative Tammy Wilson? Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Wilson, you want to clarify, did you indicate that under this legislation, some schools within a district could go to 4-day and others would not have to?
Representative Sadler, through the Chair, absolutely.
Can you tell me where that's laid out in the bill? Or?
Through the Chair, Representative Sadler, it's not in the bill specifically because right now what it does, the bill does, it leaves those decisions to the district as they have these meetings with parents. They could go into a school and say, if the parents say, no, we don't want to do 4 days, we want to keep the 5 days, that's why those community meetings are happening. So it's not specifically stated because what it does is it doesn't force them to change from 5 days to 4 days. It gives them that opportunity to do that.
Well, I'm not seeing reference to individual schools. I see all the references are to the school district. So I'm not quite sure where that permission is encased in the bill.
Representative Sadler, through the Chair, we don't have to give them permission to stay with the 5 days. It doesn't need to be in the bill because they already can do the 5-day week. And so what the bill does is give them the option of 4 days. They can absolutely continue to do five.
Okay, so it's clear that the intent is to have school districts and schools within those districts have the option of going 4 days versus 5 days.
Through Chair, Representative Sadler, absolutely. It's about local control and about the community and what they see fit for their students.
Continue the dialogue. Thank you. On the first page of the bill, there's a couple of items 2 and 3, lines 11 and 13, talk about has involved students and teachers in requesting and demonstrates majority community support. Can you flesh those out, what constitutes majority support and how it would be demonstrated or measured?
Representative Sadler, through the Chair, you would have a community public hearing like you have for those others. We live in a state where how we feel, we really don't keep it quiet. Right. And so I don't know whether that's within a number, you know, whether it has to be 50%, 60%. I guess common sense for me would say that if I had a community that pretty much was against such a change, even if it was the best change in the world, if we don't have the involvement of the community and of the parent, the likelihood of it being successful really decreases. So when we say, as involved, affected students, teachers, and community requesting a 4-day week, that's where it becomes to start with. And then you have whatever hearings it takes. Take the questions like we're taking from you, bring in the information that makes you feel more comfortable. And again, it's one of those where we can try it for 1 year, the district could, and say it didn't work. The following year, they could go back to a 5-day week without having to go through any extensive work to make that happen.
Right. It appears right now that as it's laid out, the district, which I presume would be the school board, local school board, would right. make this decision to make this change. They could declare that they had involved students, and they would declare that they did have public comment indicating majority support, but it would pretty much be their call as to what the standard would be, and the first recourse from that decision would be the next school board election, I suppose.
Representative Sadler, through the Chair, absolutely. It's about local control. It's about making sure those who know their parents and know their students the best are making those choices for their students. What we're doing is giving them another tool in their toolbox to be able to address their cost concerns for those being gone on weekends because of the situation that they're in the communities in Alaska. As we struggle here in the legislature trying to figure out as our oil production goes down how we're going to be able to fund all these programs, I think it's exciting that we're looking at other avenues that districts will be able to have, but also being cautious and not just throwing everything out the door, but trying to do it in a way in which we'll be able to follow those statistics. And I would love to have other districts, even the 5-day, be able to follow through this so that we can have apples and apples as we start looking at these.
Thank you. And I'm sure that hopefully as we go on with some public testimony and some superintendents that they'll hopefully help us be a little clearer in this too. Two more minutes for Representative Tammy Wilson. Go ahead, Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Wilson, I'm hearing that this is going to be available to lots of districts. I'm kind of hearing that it's on a three-year rotating thing, but this is, I just want to clarify for the record that this requires school districts to apply within 30 days of the effective date of the act. So this is not a ongoing pilot project that would occur with districts and have three-year pilot projects starting at any time, but it's a one-time application, is that right?
Representative Seaton, through the chair, this is for one district to do it for 3 years. So we won't have them coming in for a whole lot of three-year pilots. The way the bill is currently written is for one district to be able to do this. They would be allowed for 3 years. They would then have to come back to the legislature and show how it was working, unless you'd like to change the bill and open it up to anyone who'd like to. But I think what we, Representative Peggy Wilson and I, were thinking is that because it is a new concept, you know, let's make sure that we're getting the data that's necessary that will make people feel more secure that this works for Alaska.
Representative Peggy Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And the reason that it's not a very long time frame is because we would like them to be able to do it this next school year. And so we kind of had to tighten things up a little bit. And so their people will apply, and then they will look at the different applications, and then whoever will be the qualifying school, then they'll get to do it. And so they'll, you know, that's kind of the way that it'll work.
Representative Sadler.
Thank you. Representative T. Wilson. The differentiation. Why just one district if the benefits are so great or so possibly great? Why limit it to one, even the short time frame? Why put any limit on it at all? Just wait and see who comes forward during the 30 days.
Through Chair Representative Sadler, if I had my wish, it would be for anyone who could show exactly what this bill does. The department had some concerns, and the department is here, so I'm not going to speak for the department. So as we were speaking about this, we were just trying to limit it to make it to where we didn't feel like districts would just jump in without doing all the due diligence to it. I personally think it is a great choice. I've done a lot of reading on it. There's been a lot of successful districts. But again, just like a homeschooling option isn't for everyone, a four-day school week is not either. And I just think it would be interesting for us to look at one, and possibly, like I said, I have no problem. You can ask the other sponsor of it to go further than that. I think we were going on a cautious measure to make sure that we had the data to make sure that it was working. But I have no problems with it being more than one.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And on the one school, I'm trying to figure out, this does not override the commissioner's current ability to grant flexible schedules if the districts come forward and show that their proposal is going to target and improve school children. The commissioner currently has the ability to grant these if they meet certain conditions. We're doing a pilot project that says outside of that authority, but this doesn't cancel the commissioner's authority if another school district would come forward and meet all the criteria that the commissioner requires. Is that correct?
Through Chair Representative Seaton, I'm going to let Representative Peggy Wilson answer that because I am not exactly sure.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
That's okay. The question basically was, is that does this bill still allow the part that's in the statute currently that would allow another school district, if they wanted to go through the current process, to receive permission from the department?
Yes, it would. And the scenario that happened was that a school district asked the commissioner to do this last year, and he turned them down. And so, therefore, I wanted a bill with sideboards because they didn't give as much information as the commissioner would have liked. And so I want the school districts to realize that this is a serious thing, and you have to have plans, and you have to have cooperation, and that there's, you know, you just can't say, oh, that sounds good, let's do it, you know. And so I thought it would be good because it gives an extra tool to schools and to parents, to communities, and because we found that that's the best way. You know, if the parents are involved and are getting excited about something and want it to happen, they do get involved in the school then. And so basically it's just to kind of put some sideboards on it so that if schools want to do it, they realize that there's some things that they have to have in place before they go to the commissioner.
Madam Chair, if I could just add one thing to that too.
Go ahead.
And Representative Seaton. The other part we want to put in there, because this is not just based on finances, but even in my district, I have some grade school students who are on the bus for over an hour You know, so, you know, that's been another concern, is that we take that away from students. I mean, they're almost exhausted by the time they've gotten there. Also, we've seen districts, too, that have done this, have now their breakfast that they've offered has been more beneficial, because you've got a little bit longer day to have them eat breakfast. I know for my district, it's like you have about 10 minutes, because the bus schedule is, and hurry the kid in, eat your oatmeal on the way back out, and head for class. So, you know, that's what's nice about this. It's going to be individualized, so each district can see what the needs are and how they can put that in with a little bit more time to be able to do that. But it would be very, I hope other districts will step up and do that, and we can compare with these sideboards how much different it is as far as reporting and information we can have back from the legislature.
And I'd like to recognize Representative Higgins from the audience has stepped forward, and he has a question. Go ahead,
Thank you, Madam Chair, for indulging me on this question. But after listening to testimony, you know, I think it's a great idea. But I do think, though, I'm hearing that there might be a little bit of a problem here, because it, you know, I think it would be an injustice for the district that brought this forward, you know, to us to make this happen, because this process opens it up for all districts. And if it went to the department and the department decided, yeah, let's do this, but they even awarded this pilot program to another district completely, I think that could be an issue, you know, for the district that actually brought this forward, that wants to do this, and they're not allowed to do it. So I guess my question would be is I think we should be able to open this up to all the districts instead of just one district. And if they basically hit the criteria and were able to check off all the checks, then I think the department should say, okay, you can do it, and have two or three districts do it. Because then you could actually compare the pilot programs and see how well it's working compared to one district, if other districts wanted to. I mean, that's my two cents, and I thought I'd just bring that forward. Okay.
Representative Higgins, through the chair. I always like having freshmen here. First of all, in defense of the department on this particular plan that was turned down, I believe the department may even come forward and say the same, you know, as what I'm about to say. They didn't have as much information as we now have on how this would possibly work for this particular district. And if they had that, there may have been a good chance that it had been approved. I still like have the sideboards to it, because I think the one thing we don't do well in this state is the accountability portion of it, getting back to the department where we could actually keep those statistics. A lot of the districts do that, and they know how well they are. Again, I have no problem opening it up. But this is not about just one district, because it has to be that they need to prove that this is what they're going to meet, that they're going to have the involvement completely of those communities with it. But I do understand we don't want to put the department into a bad situation where all of a sudden they go with a different one. But again, I don't think Representative Peggy Wilson has a problem either to open it up to all, because it is about being competitive. It's also about local control, showing that your communities want this. And for me, I'm excited to try something new, because personally what I've seen for a lot of districts just isn't working.
Great. I agree with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any more questions for Representative Sadler?
Representative Tammy Wilson. Definition, page 1, line 6, the board shall approve, the board being the State Board of Education, not the local school board.
Representative Sadler, through the chair. No, it would be the local school board.
Okay. And if that's, then who is the governing body of the school district, if not the local school board?
Yeah. Through the chair, Representative Sadler, which line are you looking?
Looking at page 1, line 6 and 7. It says the board shall approve with the request of the governing body of the school district. I want to make sure I know who the board is and who the governing body are.
That is the board.
Through Chair Representative Sadler, the bill kind of went through a change, and I think maybe we just didn't catch this one, because at the beginning it was to go through the State Board of Education, and back to it, this was about local control and not having more hurdles, and we decided that the local school board should be able to do that. And we will get that taken care of. Thank you for pointing that out. We missed it.
And
go ahead.
For the department. So, no.
Any other questions? Thank you, Representative Tammy Wilson.
Thank you.
And we'll go to OffNet, Dr. Donald Gatsky of Hooper Bay.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members.
Please be sure to introduce yourself.
My name is Dr. Donald Gatsky. I'm a resident of Hooper Bay, Alaska. I would like to speak in support of House Bill 21. I'm a certified teacher, certified school counselor, a licensed professional counselor, and have worked as a school psychologist. I first obtained residency in Alaska in 1975. It is my belief that the configuration as to how the student fulfills his or her hours per year in the classroom should be left to the discretion of the parents speaking through their local school boards. The configuration as to how they fulfill this requirement should not be an issue of the states. This is a responsibility and matter and for the local school board. The important issue is not the configuration of days, rather it is the seat time of the student. If the parents are supportive of a four-day week and they are allowed to have their children attend 4 days a week, maybe they will be more supportive of making sure their children attend those days. I see and have seen children who miss over 100 days of school a year. I also find a direct correlation between attendance and performance. Anything we as educators can do to support the parents in getting their children to school is a plus. Therefore, even if the parents wanted a year-round school, keeping the days at the same length and having longer vacations between the quarters, I would be supportive. There should be more emphasis on gaining support for getting the students to school than a concern as to whether the students attend 4 or 5 days a week. Finally, a case could be made for the benefit to the student in having a longer day. One can ask most teachers if they have had adequate time to cover all they wanted in that day's lesson plan. They will tell you no. There is never enough time in the day to cover all one needs to. As for the contracts with the employees, these are negotiated and would be up for negotiation personally with the local bargaining unit, and therefore it could be changed. I therefore beseech the committee to support the adoption of HB 21 and forward it on. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Gatsky. Are there any questions for Dr. Gatsky? Representative Sadler.
Thank you. Dr. Gatsky, you speak about the correlation between attendance and performance. Can you give us any short version of the outside limits of attendance? If we were to extend this to 6 days a week or 7 days a week, when would the correlation and additional performance begin to fade?
That's a hypothetical question, which I could not take on. I do know this, that I do know that a 6 day week will give a higher performance than a 6 day week will give a higher performance than a 5 day week, even with a shortened school year.
Thank you. And next we have online is Lauren Birch with Prince of Wales Island. Introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Lauren Birch, superintendent of Southeast Island School District and Heidelberg City School District. I was kind of prepared to answer any questions. Shall I proceed with a couple of thoughts, or what would you like me to do?
Well, why don't you start with your thoughts, and I'm sure you were online listening to some of our questions that we were waiting for you to answer. So if you could go with your thoughts, and as we come up with our questions again, if you weren't able to answer them or think of them, we'll ask again. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair and the members of the committee. With Southeast Island School District, we do two districts, or I am, Heidelberg City School District, and they're not involved in this discussion. But Southeast Island School District last year wanted to do a four-day week. 4 day weeks are quite counterintuitive. I initially was somewhat aghast that I was going to have to sort that business out, but it was a grassroots thing between we have 9 schools and communities, And that came uphill from parents, teachers, students, anybody else that wishes to attend those meetings. And it was pretty overwhelming. You know, had to approach 90% last year. It might be even a little more this year because now we're trying again this year. But speaking to, and I can only speak to our district, I can't speak to how other people would manage to process this, but we have overwhelming support for it. There was a mention of the union issues. The teachers are, I'm not sure if there was a negative teacher vote. It's pretty universal, and they've agreed to do how we plan to do it. I think eventually there's a, you know, there's a, I've looked around at other states, and there's a real simple fix on the issue for retirement. Is just you add another half a sentence in there, which says something effective that or approved alternative schedule, and that's what other states have done to take care of that minimum days for teachers. But we've given it a lot of thought. You know, we can, just for sports and other school activities, we can improve attendance by over 20% because of, you know, if we do it on a Friday, where because all the sports travel and all the other things we send kids to, we'll improve beyond that because in these small rural districts, Representative Tammy Wilson mentioned it, I mean, it's difficult to get to doctor's appointments or DMV. I mean, we lose teacher work days and kid days. It takes at least a day to go to a doctor's appointment, and sometimes two or three. But anyway, we can improve quite a bit from that. All the stats say attendance improves, morale improves. And after, once those parents and families brought that forward, then I did have to break down and do the research. And you just can't find negative data on small rural districts doing this. And we have, in particular, this year, we have one site, perhaps, maybe two small sites of about 10 kids that are thinking they'd rather stay with 5 day. And we have fiddled around with that, and I think we can make that work. And that's, you know, what we intend to do is if a site wishes to stay. I think statistically you have a hard time finding districts that have returned to a 5 day if they go to a 4. So, you know, I kind of expect those sites to come around to that over a little bit of time. The big draw in terms of academic improvement is that with this plan, we've managed to, in our, you know, just, and I can only suggest, talk to our proposal, which you should have available to you, is that the professional development time for teachers on the Fridays radically improves our professional development. When you have 9 sites scattered over a huge geographic area, you cannot, it's hard to get them together. We've tried doing it with a reduced school day one day to the minimum day, then when the kids get out at 2 o'clock or some such, and then they try and do stuff after. Well, it's difficult to get all those people on TV, or and then there's sports things going, and someone's coaching, and someone has an appointment or whatever. But so it's difficult to make those work. This way, where it's flat out built in, will vastly improve our professional development, and that I'm sure must have statistics somewhere in the world to show that that helps with academics. Our district is already quite successful by any standard for small rural districts. And we have a whole state based on school choice. There's a dozen ways for kids to get an education without either staying in my small community or participating in the school. We have learned over the 10 years I've been here, certainly, that, you know, it's about honoring those parents' needs, desires, and you know, finding the best fit for what kids need to. And that's what we're about. We won't save any money on it. We will offer opportunities on those Fridays for kids that are behind on things or have individual challenges academically to get additional work. Our district has been pretty big into doing outdoor activities. We have kayaks at all our schools and mountain bikes. We try to do outdoor activities and multiple day things, and we've fallen off of that in the last few years because it's very, very difficult to do that and take away school days, especially at the high school level. They just can't be missing those classes, you know, and it provides a lot of better opportunity for us to get out and do the things that we think are important for us to do here. I guess that would sum up anything I can think of. If there are other questions, I'm more than happy to help.
Thank you, Superintendent Birch. Representative Peggy Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Lauren, you had told me that there, not all of your schools are going to go to the four-day school week. Can you kind of explain how that came about?
Representative Wilson, through the chair, on or whatever way I was supposed to say that, but on last year we had a one site not vote for it, and we proposed it through to the commissioner as if we were all going to do it. And because typically we always have a major process always with the calendar every year, where each site, you know, chooses between several calendars, and we have generally gone, well, we've always gone with the one that's the majority vote. But we thought about that this fall, and we've decided that, and you know, when these are, you know, the, you know, most of our schools have, you know, are around 10 kids, and the chemistry of those kids is different. You might have a real heavy load on elementary, or challenged, or intensive student, or heavily high school, or, you know, you just never know. And on you know, one particular site, you know, they have a combination of kids where the parents are, you know, would prefer to stay with a 5-day. And it'll complicate us a little bit, because we wanted to get all those teachers for that professional development on the Friday, because we have distance television too. So, and we will do it. I'm trying to do it without increasing our costs of, you know, because if I have to pull that teacher out of classroom time to be in professional development, we haven't quite figured that part out. But along the same lines, the other is the quality of our subs. In these small places, I don't have teachers as subs. I mean, we're talking about out-of-the-work loggers, or, you know, whoever's simply available. You know, I'd have to, in my own opinion, I think quality of our service drops off remarkably when we start relying on substitutes. And so the more we can reduce that with better teacher attendance, the better, too. But anyway, we can cover that Friday for professional development one way or another, and I think we can allow those small schools, if that's what they want to do, to stick with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions? Representative Sadler.
Thank you. Superintendent Birch, you referenced a few minutes ago that you did have votes at each school site about which school term you would follow for that year. I guess I'd ask you to speak generally about what would be an expression of compelling support to approve a pilot 4-day week, either at an individual school or district-wide. How would you gauge that support?
Well, thank you. Historically, it's been that, you know, it's a majority vote. And, you know, the curiosity that, you know, our school or our local ASC group is, you know, the way they're structured and policy is that anybody that attends those meetings can vote in those meetings. So, of course, those are highly attended meetings. And, you know, it's like anything else. I suppose the rest of the year you have the members of the ASC and, you know, one or two others, but, you know, it gets to be a little more crowded, and they allow students to vote in those, parents, community members, anybody that attends. So we have statistics on included and stuff that we've sent to Representative Peggy Wilson that can be shared if it hasn't been. But, you know, it shows those numbers. Last year, over, you know, district-wide, it was over 80% for it.
Excuse me, Superintendent Birch.
I guess in general, there's, and I can tell you again from this year what I've seen, and I don't remember the numbers exactly last year, but this year we have one site that was strongly for staying 5-day at the Bay, and I have a Port Alexander where it's somewhere kind of down the middle, and we'll give them plenty of opportunity to decide which way they want to go.
Thank you. Superintendent Birch, could you explain what is ASE or ASD?
Advisory School Councils. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of they're the outgrowth of the old parent-teacher associations, I suppose. Part of that school choice thing where we try to empower our parents is that over time we have increased the power of those to, they have a heavy influence in the choice of teachers, hired and retaining. We worked that into our negotiated agreement with teachers as well. So it's, you know, in the old days, those associations pretty much just, you know, did bake sales for paving the parking lot or something. But ours are deeply involved in the school, the curriculum, and decisions in the district. So we've gone to a lot of trouble to bring those, to empower those groups to actually feel like they have something to do with the school. And, you know, when they wanted to go to a four-day week last year, it was, you know, it was a bit embarrassing for me to have to go back to them and tell them just because they wanted, they couldn't have it. So you know, we try to honor those. Thank you.
Thank you, Superintendent. Representative Sadler.
Thank you. Mr. Birch, clarify, you said that students and parents, teachers and parents and students vote at these, at the ASC meetings?
Yes.
They do.
Interesting. I'm sorry, I missed the last
question. Oh, that's interesting. That is definitely empowerment of young people. That's got a couple more questions.
I'm not sure on the last year vote, which is included in the packet that went to Representative Wilson, but this year they're collecting those independently so they can see which way each of the numbers go. So we have a cleaner assessment this year, but it's still overwhelmingly supportive of 4-day.
And if I may, and are those site by site or is that district wide?
Site by site.
Okay.
Thank you, Superintendent.
I've got more questions.
Representative Sadler will be real quick. We have somebody on Bethel that keeps coming and going, so I don't know if that's a bad connection, so we'll be quick.
Briefly, sir, is there any provision if after 2 years the performance is not what you would hope it would be, any provision to change back to a 5-day week at 1 year or 2 years? Or if you choose to go 3 years, are you locked into that for the entire 3 years?
Well, I don't know if I can answer that in terms of what the legislation would expect. I know my communities would expect that they could change that next year if they didn't like it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representatives Sadler and Superintendent. Next, we'll go to Bethel, to Bing Santamore. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Please introduce yourself and who you're with.
My name is Bing Santamore. I'm a resident of Bethel, representing myself. I wanted to speak in support of this act with the questions that I had raised reading it, the present representatives addressed quite well as the people who introduced it did a great job with answering the questions I had. I'm in support of this, the passage of this act, and I also join Higgins in saying, why not just leave it open to districts who want to do this instead of just say one? I heard earlier in the presentation that there's already something in place where there is a possibility that districts could apply for a 4-day work week or 4-day school week, not work week, already. Perhaps changing just that word, not more than one, will help to ease my concern about, well, why not two more so that we can get more relevant information about its success and or its potential failure. But I'm in support of this, and I would encourage you to give it positive consideration. All the questions that are part of the challenges and obstacles are really good ones, and I'm sure that working staff will come up, and your work will come up with ways to address those real well. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll have a brief at ease. We should reconvene in about 20 minutes. Thank you. The Education Committee will come to order. And I'm sorry that it took longer than 20 minutes. I have no control over this other meeting. Unfortunately, we only have a couple minutes left, and I apologize, but I don't think it's enough to really get going on something else. So with that, we'll continue on at our next meeting, and the House Education Committee is adjourned.